This is Rev Thoughts, snackable conversations between Tim Thompson and myself, Joel Pilger, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business.
Okay, Joel, we're in Belgrade. We're walking the streets. It's a beautiful day. Love this day.
Yes.
And we're about ready to go to the Nikola Tesla Museum.
Yes.
When I think of Tesla in today's world,
yep.
He obviously has a reputation, but...
Which might be slowly being superseded by the car company that bears his name.
You think so?
Maybe.
But the 150 years ago, he really was an innovator.
Sure.
He thought differently, wanted to accomplish something different than the world could currently accept, and he had to get acceptance in this world.
Sure.
From a very unique place, Austria-Hungary area, and being Serbian.
Yeah.
When you think about that process, that step of a person that knows they are called to do something, what do you think are the three key elements? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Wait, I was hoping you were going to ask me what's one thing.
Okay, I'll give you one for now, but I want you to find two more as you're talking.
Okay.
But, tell me one key element of a person driven to accomplish something. What do you think is one of the first practical things they can do to accomplish that goal?
Okay, I'm gonna steal one of your phrases because I love the word that you have for this thing that I think is huge. Other people-ness. All right, and this isn't often the first thought because we often think, I need somebody who is gonna buy what I'm selling, right? I'm gonna make something and I gotta find somebody who's gonna buy it. And that's an okay thought. But I would say over the course of my career, I've found that connecting and building community, being somebody who is interested more than being interesting, is so powerful. So my first suggestion would be, even though this is not a short-term play, right? Don't go out and start selling that thing. I would be curious to know if Tesla's journey had something to do with small mountain town and then Belgrade and the community here and then ultimately America and Edison and Westinghouse. Again, we haven't been through the museum yet, so I'm trying to piece together what little I know of that story. But that other people-ness is, I think, generally far more important over the span of a career. And you might as well start right now. The sooner you start, the more you start to gain momentum.
Well, I'm glad you stole mine, because now I'm going to steal yours.
Okay.
For the second and final thought, which
one.
I'd say finding your genius. Because you like to explain finding your genius as something that gives you energy.
Yep.
So it doesn't wear you out.
Yep.
Something that
you love doing.
Love doing. And it also produces big results.
Big results.
And I think of the drive that Tesla had clearly met all three of those requirements. So I'm glad you stole mine so I can steal yours, because that's actually what I was thinking. When I thought of three thoughts, I thought that'd be a good enough clue to you. But as a Rev thought, I think that's an important thing to remember. I like other people-ness and genius.
Identify your genius.
Really helps you.
Focus on it, right? It's interesting because we don't think of, Tesla probably had other interests, other passions, other things that he did. But we remember him for his genius, right? This is what I told everyone yesterday here in Belgrade. I said, I promise you, identify your genius, focus on it for 10 years, and you'll be a recognized leader in your field.
Absolutely. And maybe in 7.5 years, you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
All right, great Rev Thought.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.